You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, the single Kind Eyes released, a collaboration between both of you. What had the process been like working on this track?
Aaron's good for that one.
No, it's, I don't know. The whole thing sort of started with Joel and I. We've known each other for a couple of years and we've always wanted to do a song together. And then, yeah, he sent me sort of a work in progress at the start of this year. And then I worked on it and sent it back. And then we were like, yes, this is it. And then from that, that's kind of streamlined into us doing a couple more songs together, which, you know, little secret goth. And I don't know, I think we've just sort of found that we have the same musical brain ideas. Like, we mesh really well, both of our unique sounds and everything.
And also, like, we've sort of been running kind of sadish songs. Like, they're kind of not, like, they're not super overwhelmingly happy vibes, you know? They're sort of nostalgic in a way. That's what I think. So it's really good. It's been great.
Yeah, very much best of both worlds in terms of our different music backgrounds as well. And it just fits perfect, which is like amazing.
Yeah, because I've been streaming the song a little bit and it is sounding really, really awesome. Very awesome. Joel, you did kind of touch on this before, but like, is there a deeper meaning behind Kind Eyes? You touched on nostalgia and stuff like that.
Well, the thing is, like, the original project that I'd sent to Aaron was just, what was it called? It was like Monday Afternoon, because I'd just written it on a Monday afternoon. And then Aaron sort of took over that, because I'm so bad at naming my projects. It's always like coffee table or like, you know, piece of art. Like, I'll just call it whatever I'm looking at when I make it. And then when I handed it over to Aaron, that's when she wrote that hook that was like really catchy and stuff. So she sort of gave it the right direction that it needed to go in, which was really good, because Monday Afternoon wasn't going to stay around.
No, fair enough.
You very much like musically translated what I was like emotionally feeling and thinking and writing at that time. But like,
sure.
The coolest thing about this whole project is that every like sort of work in progress that Joel sends me, like, I write these songs in like 20 minutes. Like, because I feel like the best songs just come like that. Like, obviously it's still effort and everything, but it's just been so natural and easy and right that it's just been able to streamline so well.
Because like the drum and bass stuff that you've done in the past, Aaron, is quite different. It's a bit more dance floor focused, like, but this is definitely more like, it translates to a dance floor, but it also translates to just listening music if you're just like hanging out, you know, which is
our
nice
truth.
I
think the biggest thing, like, this is the truest sound to both of us, very deep in our core.
Fair enough. And you guys mentioned that you guys have known each other for a couple of years now. Is this a first sort of song project you guys have worked on together, or have you guys worked before?
First song.
What took you guys so bloody long? 2 years. Goodness gracious.
Exactly.
I know. It was always something we talked about, but then when I finally made the move, when I made the move up here from Queenstown, that's when we were like, all right, now there's no excuses, like, we can meet up and do it.
So
it's really good.
But it's really also just been like the right timing, like right place, right time. And then obviously we got reconnected when Joel moved back up from Queenstown this year. And it's just, everything's just sort of tumbled into where we are now. I don't know, it's nice. I feel like everything was meant to happen for a reason there.
Yeah.
And can we expect some more projects from the two of you guys? You kind of say like hush hush a little bit before. I just wanted to touch on that because we need more.
Well, we actually have an EP called Dream It Again coming out on the 2nd of May next year. So there'll be 5 songs. We've got 2 lead singles coming out after this release as well, in between there. And we have a lot of, we're just in Queenstown filming a live stream video to go with the EP. So very much one thing has led to another, to another, to another.
And we love that. And we absolutely love that. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, it's really good.
And would you say the EP has like a similar vibe to Kind Eyes as well? Or are we going to see a bit more of a random variety? Or what should we expect from your new EP?
Going to take this, Joel?
I think it's pretty, there's a few energy tracks for sure. Like, the last two are pretty, they'll go off. And I think a lot of them are I don't know. It's that liquid, like that sort of chill stuff that I've just been really digging at. It's like nostalgic for me in a way, because obviously it was like the first sort of genre that I got into, like DJing and producing, and then I've been playing a lot of different stuff and a lot of dubstep and that. And coming back to it, I've realized how solid of a genre it is. So it's going to be like taking bits from all my favorite pieces. So yeah, it's a nice variety, and I think it'll do hopefully pretty well.
A very cohesive theme of sort of the messages we want out of it. But you know, it's the beauty of music, it's up to your own interpretation and your experiences and how you sort of see the messages that we bring out. So it'll be exciting to sort of, yeah, we've managed to do a lot of experimenting with this EP and trying a little bit different things. So yeah, we're excited to share the second one because it's definitely a lot different to Kind Eyes. But yeah, it just still falls into the same family of just good, so soulful, liquid drum and bass kind of vibes.
Wholesome. Love to hear it. Now, we've talked about Queenstown quite a lot. Could you touch a little bit more on your experiences down in Queenstown? Because you guys only just came up back up quite recently, didn't you?
Yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning, so fresh and new. How was the experience working down in Queenstown?
Oh, yeah. it was so good for us.
Less.
I mean, like, it was great being able to show Erin around, because that's where I've grown up there, and I've lived there for 22 years, and then, you know, you talk about it when you're up north, and then you say, oh, it'll be so fun, and then you take them down, and they see it in person, and it's just like, it is like a whole other world, it's amazing, and we were talking about heading down there, even just for like a weekend one time, and just smashing out some songs, and it's super, super zen and quiet, so, yeah, we loved it.
Would you say
what did you think about Erin?
Sorry, both of you spoke at this.
You go, Erin, you go.
What was asked of me?
I just said, what did you think of it?
Oh, I just felt like I was genuinely relaxed for the first time in my life. where we were staying at Joel's house was just so peaceful, and like every morning we'd just wake up and sit on the deck and just think. And I don't know, it breeds a lot of creativity and thought and reflection being down there, I think. With the intention of us going down there and coming out with our purpose of sort of getting some content and just sort of, because we actually talked about going down to Queenstown. Like as soon as we wrote Kind Eyes at the start of the year, we were like, oh wow, this is like, we're writing so many more songs. Like why not honor both of our like home places and let's do something there. And like, it's just that anticipation finally come forward and we've done it. It was like, I don't know, the only way to describe it was perfect. Like there was genuinely nothing I could fault, like at all. Like I don't know, that was the best trip I feel like I've ever taken.
The only thing I'd fault is probably the amount of legroom that they give us on Jetstar, but apart from that, you know.
Oh yeah, we had to fly Jetstar. That was hilarious.
To be honest, I had a great time on the way down. It was just a few bumps on the way up yesterday, and that is enough to make me white knuckle it, but apart from that, great trip, you know.
Look, I think it just adds to the experience, like doesn't it? It adds to the thrill.
Yeah, exactly.
These stress levels back up in Auckland, they really did that to us, eh?
Would you say the filming of this project needed to happen in Queenstown, or could it have happened in Auckland?
I think just the energy and the overall like aura of Queenstown, that it had to be there. Plus, it's Joel's hometown. Plus, it's just the most beautiful place to be. And I feel like it just visually reflects our music so well. Like, don't get me wrong, Auckland's beautiful. The whole of New Zealand's beautiful. But there's just something, it's just a special little thing that Queenstown's got. And we were like, we just have to do it.
It sort of felt like a bit of a holiday as well, you know? Like, it was kind of nice to, one of our mates hadn't been there. And so it was like, oh, well, we can, you know, we can just tick it all off while we're down there, you know, get some content, show you around Queenstown, have a bit of a break. It worked out really well. So,
yeah,
hey, who knows? Maybe we'll film something up north next time, you know?
Honestly, eh? But yeah, I think it was really a great moment of respite because we have a busy festival season planned as well. So the timing of it both have worked out very well.
Perfect. And I was actually going to touch on the festival season coming up. What festivals are you guys performing at? Where can people see you to?
The big one is going to be Rhythm and Alps on the 31st.
In Wanaka.
Which is awesome. Yeah, so we're going south again. and then also Matakana Rama on the 30th. And so we've got to come from Matakana to Wanaka. So play Matakana on the 30th.
5 hours.
And then, yeah. And then fly down to Queenstown, jump over to Wanaka and play RNA. So it's really top and tail into the country, but those are going to be the two big ones, eh?
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah, we're very excited for that. Yeah, we were able to sort of give a little teaser in our live stream video that we filmed, so it'll be really cool to like be in front of the crowd, have that energy of a festival, bring in the New Year's sort of on that high. It should be really fun. I cannot wait.
And I mean, as you guys said, Kainize is the first single you guys have worked on together. So does that also mean this will be the first time you guys are performing live together as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, too right.
That's like really awesome, chill, like music partnership with each other. And like everything just works out so well musically. Sort of we tolerate each other. Age old.
Yeah. No, it's really good. It is really good.
We travel well together. Yeah, we do. Yeah. And like, it's just a very like chill experience where we know what we need to go and do. And yeah, I'm excited to go down again. I'm kind of fiending for Queenstown again.
Bring in the new year on a high.
Yeah, exactly. And got a couple of mates down there as well. So it'll be cool to see them for that. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like just perfection. Perfection.
Yeah.
All right. That was my last question. Does you guys want to say anything else?
We love you guys. Please stream our song.
Yeah, BFM. You guys are the real ones. My mum and dad both worked at BFM back in the day. And
oh, true.
So they absolutely love the station. You guys are the best in the game. Hell, and thanks for playing our song as well. Really appreciate it.
No worries.
Yeah, and we hope it makes you think of that person who you have kind eyes for. And vice versa.
That was Erin G and Altercation on their new single, Kind Eyes, which released not too long ago. I think we should give it a listen to now.
So far, how I wish your hands could be mine. There's no place I'd rather escape. Oh, lucky to be found. Got on with my body, feel so naughty when we glance, we touch. We give, we break, we fall. Close the distance, close the distance and be free. I need you in my sight. I will be surprised.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.